The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, 'Here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him.' Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'Since there will not be enough for you, for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves.' And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he answered, 'Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. If you've ever played hide-and-seek before as a kid, you probably know the phrase, "Ready or not, here I come." If you weren't prepared with a good hiding place, you'd be found by whoever was it, and you'd lose. But if you did prepare by hiding in a good hiding spot, then you win the game. In today's gospel, Jesus warns us that one day, he will come, whether we're ready or not. That's what happened with the 10 virgins. 5 wise virgins were ready for the coming bridegroom. They had their oil ready for their lamps, and the 5 foolish virgins were unprepared, because they didn't have oil for their lamps. But both groups anxiously awaited for the bridegroom to come. Just like all of us here in the church, we all wait together anxiously for Jesus to make his second coming to earth. Though, just like the 10 virgins, some in the church are ready, and others aren't. Jesus teaches us to be ready with our oil, because he doesn't want his children to miss out on this incredible wedding feast. Yet some do, because they aren't ready and aren't prepared with oil for their lamps. Now, to understand the parable and its correlation to our Christian lives, here's what Jesus is relating the parable to. Us church folk are the 10 virgins, 5 wise and 5 foolish. The lamp represents the outward forms of Christianity. The oil represents the grace and power of Christ. And the flame and the light that it produces represents our faith in our works. So like the 10 virgins, we anxiously await the second coming of Jesus to receive the promise of the new heavens and the new earth described in Isaiah 65 of our Old Testament lesson. "Behold, I create new heavens and new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. No more shall be heard in it the sound of weeping and the cry of distress." Jesus brings his bride, the church, into this beautiful, perfect existence. When that happens, we do not know. Jesus doesn't even know the day or the hour. Only our Father knows. But Jesus' point is that you should always be prepared for him to come. Because just as the 10 virgins didn't have time to prepare their oil when the announcement of the bridegroom came, so also when the announcement of Jesus' second coming happens, your faith is either ready or not. Your faith is being fed by the gifts of Christ, or it isn't. And it's too late to attend church, Bible study, or do devotions when Jesus comes to judge the living and the dead. We all here have lamps. That is, we all have outward forms of Christianity, like going to church, going to Bible study, doing devotions at home, praying. These things are the outward forms through which the oil burns. The oil is the grace and forgiveness of Christ on the cross. So you can have the outward forms of Christianity, but not grasp and take hold of the forgiveness of sins that the outward forms of Christianity are meant to give you. But, on the other hand, without the lamp, the oil does no good. Without the outward forms of Christianity, like going to church and reading Scripture, there's no structure and means for God's grace and forgiveness to be delivered to you. That's why in catechism class you learn that baptism, the Lord's Supper, and the Word of God are means of grace. The means of grace are used to light our faith, which is the flame. Without the means of grace, there's no way for our faith to shine. And just as heat accompanies the flame of faith, so do good works accompany our faith. So what makes you prepared for when Jesus comes? Be wise and prepare yourselves with oil. That is, feed the flame of faith continually with the oil of Christ's gifts. Only through repentance and forgiveness does the kingdom of heaven open its doors to you. Only through the spiritual renewal and transformation given through the grace and forgiveness of Christ, through word and sacraments, are you able to have oil to feed your flame. To help explain this, Joel 2:13 says, "Render your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love." God doesn't want meaningless outward obedience from you without any willingness to change sinful behavior. He gives you his Holy Spirit to give you a new mind and a new heart and a new will that has thoughts and desires to please God. He gives you his Holy Spirit to work forgiveness of sins and to give you new life. He gives this on account of Jesus Christ, who has died on the cross to forgive your sin, to put oil into your lamps, to give you a heart which trusts God above all else. Those who love and trust in Christ for the forgiveness of sins know how and where to get oil for their lamps. They flee to the promises of Christ. They flee to his gifts and take hold of the great benefits they give. They listen to the Word of God and trust it with their whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Because when Jesus promises something, it's surely given. This is your oil. Seek your oil from Christ in baptism the Lord's Supper in Scripture. But oil eventually runs out and needs replenishing. Keep the flame of faith burning by taking hold of the oil which Christ gives you. He freely gives you all these gifts because He wants to bring you into the eternal wedding feast. He wants you to be prepared. And He's given you everything needed to be prepared by dying on the cross for the forgiveness of your sins. That's what's in these promises of Christ. The cross. That's what's in baptism that saves. The cross. That's what's in the Lord's Supper which forgives your sins. The cross. That's what's in the oil that gives it power. The cross. The time to receive this oil is now. Don't assume that you have enough time to live a life of sin and have your fun, banking on a deathbed conversion and change of heart. Our days are numbered. Our life comes to an end. And not always when we expect it to. Our lives are in the hands of our Heavenly Father. Encourage one another with this also. Prepare each other. Don't let your loved ones wait until the 11th hour to start coming to church and receiving Christ's gifts, because then it'll be too late. The bridegroom will already be calling the prepared guests to the wedding banquet, where the faithful will enjoy the eternal life in Christ in eternity. So prepare yourselves with oil. Receive the promises of Christ. Turn your life away from your sins and seek the forgiveness Christ has earned for you on the cross, the place where all your sin was paid and forgiveness was won for all. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.